This episode of the Damage Guild podcast is sponsored by listeners like you. Join the guild at patreon.com/damageguild to receive exclusive perks, member rewards, and bonus content.
Previously on the Damage Guild podcast.
You rise above one last ridge and find yourselves looking down into the caldera below. The snowy slope extends down several hundred feet before melting away and flattening out into a wide rocky plateau covered in many small pools of water. At the center of the basin is a small hill with a stone fortification set on top of it.
Let's cast some clairvoyance.
The fort has basic rectangular construction. Walls are built from volcanic rock and rise 30 feet up to the battlements.
I'm gonna cast rope trick for the first time.
You're climbing out of your rope trick and you see a gap begin to open up in the storm clouds. You can see an airship flying towards the fort. Its hull crashes into the stony earth outside the front gate. You can just make out a figure clad in black hobbling out of the wreckage. So you're murking your way down the slope, and you realize that these are groups of zombies.
Do they look like the zombies that we encountered in, like, the towns down the Sapphire Road, Hillshire?
Close enough.
Wow.
Huh. All right, we give them a wide berth and keep running.
Yeah, that's very strange.
All right, so we approach the western wall.
Yep, you make it up. You don't see any signs that they've noticed you. Actually, you hear some cheering going on inside. Sounds like lots of cheering and laughing and celebrations.
So their ship came back, and the main guy was carrying something. Maybe it was the artifact that they were missing.
Oh, no.
Maybe it wasn't the scepter. Maybe it was the thing they were combing the desert for. The comb.
No. That was the scepter. Did they get the crown?
Yeah, it was the comb. I mean, the crown.
The comb of Altoria. Shaba, if what you're saying is true, that would mean that they have all three artifacts.
It would mean that we are dead.
No, wait, hold on. Let's think about this objectively. Remember when we were saying that it's almost good that Shirakoth couldn't get all the artifacts because what's holding the cult together is the proposed resurrection of the Emperor?
Right.
If he's unsuccessful in resurrecting the Emperor, which we're suspicious that these artifacts won't actually bring him back from the dead.
Ah, then we've arrived just in time for the ritual.
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect timing.
Yes.
Which this might be actually really good because they'll be like, wait a minute, was this all a lie?
Oh no, so is King Ormog, does that mean he's
our best friend?
No, it can't be. I refuse to believe it. No. I've already lost Stripey this month. I can't lose two best friends.
I mean, maybe he was just like, hey, don't take my life. Here, take the crown. You know, maybe he, like, begged for his life and gave the crown and they didn't kill him.
Well, we can only hope.
They probably killed him.
Don't say that.
I'm sorry.
You're making me cry. I can't see where I'm running. My tears are freezing.
We don't maybe have a kingdom to come back to.
No, let's not think about that now. Let's just keep going. That's all we can do.
That's horrible. That means, in a sense, that Ormog, or at least its current rulership, fell, and we didn't fight them in the caldera faster than they could get the crown here. But this is all assumption. We don't know if that's what he had and why they're cheering.
Yeah, we can only speculate.
There's only one way to find out.
One way to find out. Keep running.
Yeah, what if we try to infiltrate and kill them whilst they're in the midst of this said ritual?
No, I think we just pull in Indiana Jones and we like, get up in a, like, a little rock cleft and watch the whole thing happen and just see how it all shakes out.
How it shakes out.
I was going to say climb up in the rocks and aim a bazooka at him.
Yeah. Yeah, that too. Oh, no, that was Raiders of the Lost Ark. I was thinking Temple of Doom. The whole, like, evil cultist ritual thing. Yeah.
Aslo, you went to Bard's College.
I did.
I'm talking to him while we're, like, jogging.
Aslo's like, as a matter of fact, I did go to Bard's College. Yes.
It takes several high-level spellcasters to do a ritual.
Probably.
You can't actually hear them cheering and stuff until you get pretty close to the wall, so there's not much farther to go. So any discussion you do now is right outside their wall.
Yeah.
Okay. I stopped talking.
We don't need to talk. We just need to get in. All right.
Grappling hooks, boys.
Let's grapple. I speak to my magical grappling hook. Grappling hook, go! And then I just toss it against the wall.
It floats.
It climbs up on its own and then grapples the nearest guard. No, I throw it up onto the wall.
Didn't we have a reverse gravity something?
We do.
Heck yeah, dude. I have 3 reverse gravity coins. And my... Didn't someone reverse gravity something? Their grappling hook?
A rope.
I thought we were going to reverse gravity like a rope or a grappling hook.
Yeah.
Let me check my character sheet.
We did.
I have 3 reverse gravity copper coins.
I think it was Aslo that had the rope, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You could tie your grappling hook to that.
Yeah, so I'll do that since it'll be harder for me to throw. I'll tie my grappling hook to the reverse gravity rope, let it fall up, swing it over, and then pull down so that it latches onto the crenellation.
Just, yeah, tie it, yeah, the lasso, and then just pull it tight.
Yep.
I'm sure Alendria, like, has her grappling hook secured and is halfway up the wall by the time we even, like, get our grappling hook, like, onto it.
Yeah, that can make a lot of noise, getting a grappling hook.
Yeah, grappling hooks can be kind of loud. So Alendria's rope is essentially silent. The rope of climbing doesn't need a grappling hook.
Okay.
Yeah, can we just use hers, her special rope? Can we all go up the same one?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Ezra would also be pretty quiet because the grappling hook can just be gently set on the corner.
I put my hand on Shaba's waist and I say, wait, Shaba. Yours is probably too loud. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I know you're really eager to do this, but I think we should use Aslo's and Alendria's.
But it's the first time I've gotten to use my grappling hook all campaign.
Shaba, I'm sorry, but we have to practice restraint.
Oh, man. I shove my grappling hook back into my pack. One day I'll use you. Don't lose hope. Grappling.
All right, so where along the wall are you planning to go up?
Wherever Alendria tells us that is the best spot. She is our consultant, and we are willing to listen to her expertise on all matters related to climbing and ropes of said action.
Yeah, so she says it would be best to go wherever we can. Well, there's 2 options that I can see. One is we split up and send some on each side near the towers, so that way anyone trapped in the middle won't be able to raise the alarm. You know, won't be able to run past us. Or we just try to sneak up near one side or the other and slip down into the courtyard as quickly as possible.
I think we do plan B.
Slipping, yeah, slipping down into the courtyard, yeah, for sure.
Let's stick together.
So let's go a little bit toward the northern end of the west wall.
Yeah.
And go up that way.
Be more towards the center of the wall.
Okay. So you start climbing.
I thought the rope was supposed to climb instead of us. Isn't it called the rope of climbing? Doesn't it climb things?
It climbs things, and then you have to climb it.
Okay. So it should be called the rope of facilitating better climbing, I believe. It's a more catchy title.
I'm going to have everyone make athletics and stealth checks to see how quickly and quietly you can climb this rope.
Athletics and stealth.
Should we session like on the different things that we're weak to? Also, we have advantage on stealth, don't we? Or like a plus to our stealth checks?
We have a plus a bunch on our stealth due to Pass Without Trace.
Yeah, how does that work? Tell us more.
It's a plus 10, right?
It works as a plus 10 bonus to stealth checks.
Okay, but if any of us is weak in our athletics check, we should consider session insp, right?
We would have to consider that before we rolled.
Should we do that? So Tokus has a plus 4 athletics. I think I'm just going to roll it.
Shaba also has a plus 4 athletics.
How are you doing, Aslo?
Aslo has a plus 1.
Okay.
The rope, at least the rope of climbing, is knotted, so it should be relatively easy climb.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not worth wasting. Yeah.
It should be a relatively easy check. So.
Ooh, Tokus only got a 14.
Shaba actually only got an 11. And then for stealth, I got a 34.
34.
Aslo, for his athletics, got a mighty impressive 3.
What? Oh, no.
So.
Well.
Oh, boy. Okay. I had a 23 for my stealth check.
And stealth was a 27 for me.
Okay, well, Captain Clapton rolled a 3 on his die for athletics, but that was still enough with his bonus. So he's climbing up.
Nice. All right.
However, We should go in order of height still. Is that how we're doing it? So Shaba's up first, and then Elindria goes up, and she's fine. And then Captain Clapton's on his way up, and the others are following behind. He makes it about two-thirds of the way up, and then hits his peg legs rather hard against the rock and makes
tap, tap, a
relatively loud noise.
Uh-oh.
I thought that Pass Without Trace, like, muffles that.
It gives him a plus 10, but he's got a minus 2 base.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yikes.
So, Shaba and Elindria, you're inside, and you can see there are two guards visible in this long hallway at the moment. Both of them are looking outside, but when that thunk happens, the nearest guard looks over in your direction, and he starts walking towards you.
All right, so we are under the covered walkway now?
Yes. The crenellations are okay. Open enough that you can climb in without too much trouble. They have to be, you know, half the height of a person in order to shoot effectively. There's also the machicolations, so there's like holes in the floor that they could shoot down through and that you could fall through if you're not careful.
All right, I'll push him.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Okay, that would break your invisibility, because it would count as an attack.
Oh, it would. Okay, never mind.
I mean, he can't see us.
Correct.
So, why not just let him walk over here?
Yep.
Just get out of his way.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, and you're also, like, pretty hard to detect right now.
So the guard walks over. He doesn't see you, since you're invisible and you're not making much noise against the walls. He looks around, pokes his head out over the edge, and then calls over to the other guard and says, I thought I heard something. Did you hear anything? No, nothing here. I mean, sure it wasn't one of the guys making noise downstairs?
It's just one of the celebrations inside. Yeah.
Yes, it could have been. Maybe so. He gives a long, cautious look before taking a few steps back towards where he was before. But he's on higher alert now, looking around.
I'm like, phew, that was a close one, guys. Am I right? Boy. Oh, sorry. Now I breathe a sigh of relief and have the little, like, bead of invisible sweat just pouring down my forehead.
Becomes visible. Oof. As soon as it drops off your chin.
Yeah, he walks, but he walks quiet, and then the sound of it splashing against the floor, he just immediately spins.
What was that?
Okay. So Captain Clapton makes it up. However, Aslo, you rolled a 3 on your climb check, so it's a very easy check, meaning you make it up a significant distance before you fall.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, it's a 30-foot climb. Actually, let's just roll, see how high you get.
Oh, no. He's going to get the wind knocked out of him.
Insta-death.
You go 11 feet up and fall.
Oh, boy. Yeah, insta-death.
That's a lot of feet for a halfling.
You take 3 points of damage and land with a loud thud.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
A porcupine happens to be passing beneath you just as you fall.
No. That's like worst case scenario. Hang on. You taking damage is horrible. That'll break your invis, right?
No, it means he has to make a concentration check.
Yeah.
Which you should probably use your session insp on.
Yeah, now I'm going to use my session inspiration. All right, that is a... one of them is an 8, and one of them is a 9. So that is...
Is that with your stats on top?
You add your con, right?
Or does he not?
Yeah, so that's an 11.
Okay.
Phew. Just barely made it.
Barely made it.
Ooh. So, yeah, you fall and get the wind knocked out of you a little bit. And then that same guard turns and says, I swear I heard something this time. There's got to be something out there.
If a player takes damage while invisibility, does the invisibility fall off? Or no?
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
It's only if you take an action, like a attack or cast a spell or something.
Yeah, if you take some sort of offensive action or cast.
Also, I'm going to now take this opportunity to take the die that rolled that natural 3 or whatever and put it in this timeout chair that I got. So this is a Christmas present from Jay.
Oh,
it's a little
that's
wooden
great.
Timeout chair, and it comes with its own dunce cap. I'm going to put the dunce cap on there. Maybe I'll post a picture of this in the Discord.
Nice.
For all of our listeners.
Oh, that's great. Wow. Yeah, he'll learn his lesson. What was the other thing that your friend used to do? Like, was this your food thing?
Put
him in the freezer.
To punish them for rolling poorly.
Right, well, this guard now is standing there. He gets the other guard's attention, so they both come over. And they can't see anything, but One of them has a lantern that he's shining down, looking around there. I know there's got to be something there. Keep a close watch. Maybe there's some sort of weird snow animal that made its way all the way here.
Oh, yeah, that brings up an excellent point. We talked about waiting till nightfall, but then we went up in the rope trick, and it only lasted an hour, and then the
airship came.
Airship came. So is it nighttime yet or not?
I think it's probably early evening.
Okay.
So it's getting dark enough that the lantern's helpful, but not really necessary yet.
Hmm. All right, Aslo, don't fail again. I don't think we're going to have another another shot at this.
Yeah.
Both of them are just standing there talking back and forth, making guesses about what it might be, and scanning the area. Should we go get someone else? Maybe send someone out to look at it?
All right, and I try to recover quickly then and scramble back up.
Yeah, so it's interesting that the zombies are wandering around aimlessly, so we could assume that they're just not worried about the zombies, like, trying to get them or come up to the castle or, you know, come up to the walls and harass them. They're just kind of, like, milling about, which is interesting.
Sort of like the bear.
They're probably all just Sharakoth's minions, and he just mind controls them to do whatever he wants.
Okay, I will attempt to climb again. Here we go. There we go. That's 18.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, you make it up, and since they're right there, I'm going to have you make another stealth check.
Okay.
Don't forget your plus 10.
Let's see. So that would be a... on the die, that would be a natural 2. But that's a 22 for me. For stealth, so. Phew.
So you slip inside, and they're still discussing what they should do. It seems like they're leaning towards going and calling for someone pretty soon. And Tokus, your checks?
Oh, I had a... 23. That was my stealth. And then my athletics, I think, was only like a 17, 16.
That's still plenty. Okay, so you can climb up and inside. You all make it onto the wall.
Yay.
Two guards. One of them says, all right, you wait here and keep an eye out. I'll go get someone else to look outside. And then he rushes off towards the tower right next to you and starts climbing down the stairs.
All right. Well.
So now I think we try to just get out of here quickly. I think we try to keep infiltrating, right?
Yeah, do we reverse the rope and just slide down inside?
It doesn't have openings on the inside. The only way down, it looks like, is probably going to be through the tower.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, like it's not open to the courtyard below?
Right.
There. Yeah, he said there's like holes we can shoot.
Those are all on the outside. Like if there were an army up against the wall, you could shoot down through those holes more easily than through the crenellations.
Yeah, so we got to get to one of the towers, I guess.
So we go the opposite direction that the last guard ran.
Well, you're right next to the northern tower, and that's where he just went. The other guard is still south of you, so you could run past him and go down the south tower, or you could just follow the guy out to the north.
Yeah, let's go into the closer tower.
Okay, let's do the north tower.
Okay. You head off the wall into the tower, and it's got a spiral staircase that goes around the outer walls. Not really spiral, but, you know, rectangle square staircase that goes around the walls. Up to another floor above you, which is presumably the top of the tower, and then down to the ground. You head on down.
Going down.
Out the door, into the courtyard.
Whew. Okay. Could we have had Aslo sketch out a rough layout based on what he saw in his clairvoyance spell?
I mean, I could give a general description, right?
Yeah.
Looks like there's two buildings on the inside of the walls. One is quite a bit larger than the other along the
That's the main keep.
The main keep. That's closer to the western wall. And then the smaller building closer to the eastern wall. And then there's a few little sort of like divots and different offshoots of where you can walk on around in the courtyard.
So lots of smaller buildings along the walls. And then the central keep, which is a little bit closer to the western side. And the other smaller buildings on the east side. The greenhouse is also in the northwest corner. Those are the only buildings that you're sure what they are. Where you exit, you are right next to the greenhouse. You can actually see plants growing. Looks like they've got a decent garden. Probably enough food growing there to supply maybe a few dozen people for a while if they were careful.
Isn't like volcanic? Doesn't that make for really fruitful gardening?
Volcanic soil? I think so.
Yep.
Volcanic soil?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they probably got some really big tomatoes.
Mm. Yeah. I get distracted and open the greenhouse door and wander inside. Tomatoes. Yeah. All right, so we know that the outer gate is on the south side, so the inner gate, or the door to the keep, is on the north. So all we should have to do is turn left, follow the greenhouse, and then we'll come to the door into the keep.
You can see that one guard that was going to get someone else. He's headed down towards the front gate, it looks like, and he passes out of sight behind the keep.
Well, we just hope that someone he's getting doesn't know see invisibility.
Well, let's get out of Dodge, then. Let's get out of sight.
Yeah, let's keep going, for sure. We need to get far, far away from where the disturbance happened. Actually, wait, should we hide in the greenhouse until the person that he's bringing... Oh, no, wait, greenhouse would be a terrible place to hide because it's see-through.
Yep, it's glass walls.
Yep. Yeah, we want to try to get to the keep ASAP.
All right, so there's some other small building right in front of you. Doesn't have any windows. Can't see what's inside.
Oh, wait, do we want to hide there?
Nope, we want to get to the keep.
Okay. I'm just saying, like...
I mean, we got to at least scope out the keep, right, and see what
well,
the...
Well, sure, but, you know, I'm just relying on my... You remember playing, like, the Splinter Twin? Wow, Splinter Twin. Splinter Cell
Splinter
games.
Cell.
Yes. I guess I got magic on the brain as well somehow. But, no, like, those games, like, it wasn't cowardice to, like, hide in a closet. It was really intelligent.
No, I'm not saying it's cowardice. I just don't want to miss the show. They've got all the artifacts now, so...
We speculate.
Yeah, we speculate. I mean, there was wild cheering, so let's see what's going on.
Yeah. We can just, like, drop the invisibility spell and, like, go celebrate with them in our cultist garbs.
And they'll immediately suspect something's fishy because I'm 8 feet tall and you guys are 3 feet tall.
Yeah, we already did that once in the campaign.
We've been there,
probably,
that.
Yeah, they'd probably be like, you guys never learn, do you?
It's these guys again.
So you stealthily make your way towards the front gate of the keep. As you're moving that way, you hear the voices getting louder. It sounds like they're coming from the other side of the keep. So, like, the east side, maybe there's a group of them gathered there.
Oh, okay.
Let's go peek our heads around the corner.
Yeah, I still want to walk past the keep door and see what the situation is there. I mean, we'll have to pass by the door anyway, but...
Yeah, so pass by the door. The keep has a very tough-looking door made out of, like, thick, sturdy wood with heavy iron reinforcements all along there.
So we're not getting in there unless it's open, is what you're saying.
Probably.
Fortunately, right. They leave it unlocked all times of the day.
Yeah, right. All right, moving on to the courtyard.
You head closer to the courtyard, and you see, or you can count five of them, standing around near the well. They're all discussing things boisterously, saying, yes, it's finally time. I can't believe we're actually going to see it come to pass. I've been waiting my whole life for this, you know, saying that sort of stuff.
Is one of them the guy in black that we saw limping out of the airship?
They're all wearing black, so you can't really be sure.
So, yes.
Oh, interesting. So they're not in typical cultist robes?
One of them's in robes. The others are in not quite robes, but like similar black attire.
Strange. Weird. Also interesting.
Peculiar, even.
Yeah, I mean, this is all just so much to take in. I mean, we want to watch it happen, right?
And oh, yeah.
Try to figure out a good time to strike.
But why are they wearing strange black outfits instead of cultist robes? Like, have we ever seen a cultist not wear cultist robes?
Well, these must be, like, the elite, right? That they're not in the initiate-level garb.
I thought the elite were the guys that we encountered in the acid room in the dungeon, in the underworld.
Were they also in the garb? These guys might be even higher level than what we saw in the caves.
The elitist of the elite? So they're all elitists? Man, I knew I hated these guys. A bunch of elitists. Well, when's the ritual taking place, I wonder?
You don't see anyone who's limping, so it's probably not the same guy.
Okay. All right, why don't we hang out outside the door to the keep and wait for somebody to come in or out?
Yeah, we probably should just hang tight over here and just listen in, right? I think if we get any closer, we risk being detected, right?
Yep.
I think we just glean what we can from a distance.
Yep.
And invisibility lasts a while, right?
It's an hour for the spell, yeah.
An hour, yeah.
Yeah, so you've got about 45 minutes.
Does the keep have any windows?
There are a couple of small windows high up. They look like they're not really sized to be able to fit someone normally, and they're nowhere close to the ground.
When Aslo clairvoyed, what did he see about the roof of the keep? Is it like a flat roof, a peaked roof? What did it look like?
It actually looks like it's just kind of a normal sloped, almost. Like, sloped on, I guess, four sides, but not to a perfect point. Like, you know, a line on the top, a ridge. It's got relatively steep slope, like volcanic rock tiles, as shingles, basically. The keep isn't especially tall as far as keeps go, but it would still be hard to climb all the way up to the window without... Even with the rope of climbing, probably wouldn't be able to get in, just because the windows are too small.
Unless you were small enough.
Yeah. Maybe one of your small people could squeeze in if the windows are even openable.
So they're like, they're not like arrow slits, they're actual windows, they're just really small?
Yeah.
Like glass windows?
Yes, there's a number of small glass windows, probably just to let in some light during the daylight, and get whatever they can so they're not constantly burning candles.
I mean, couldn't we just put Aslo or me on your shoulders, Shaba?
Yeah.
Aslo could probably squeeze through, because he's not in heavy armor and he's pretty small. But in order to do that, you'd have to smash through the window, because you don't think they would open.
Yeah, it doesn't seem worth it. Why don't we just look? I bet I could stand on one shoulder, and you could stand on the other, Aslo, and we'll just, like, use Shaba's head, you know, steady ourselves, and we'll just watch the whole thing happen. Heck, I mean, you're so tall, Shaba, I bet you, like, if you, like, braced yourself against the wall and, like, put on your, you know, you just put yourself on your tippy toes, I bet you could see.
Maybe. But... Well, so what are these guys doing now? They've celebrated. They know what's happening. So are they just standing around now?
Well, after a minute or two, someone pops out of one of the nearby buildings in the northeast corner. He waves to the others, come on, drinks all around. And everyone starts heading that way. Except right about the same time, that one guard that was in the wall that saw you, he approaches the group and picks out the guy in robes and says something quietly to him, and then the two of them go off towards the front gate.
Okay.
The others all filter into that one building in the corner.
Okay, so we have 45 minutes left. Our only hope of really trying to take out Sharakoth is to get into the keep, because I assume that's where he hangs out. I mean, he wouldn't just be out and about anywhere. So I think the only way is to try and get Aslo inside and see if he can go to the front door and unlock it for us.
Mm-hmm. Just point of order, let's try the front door first, just to make sure.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know what would be, like, a really helpful spell? Some sort of spell that, like banishment or something, right? Like, we banish, you know, him, and then we also go to that other plane, and then, you know, the only people fighting are us plus Sharakoth, and nobody else is involved in the combat. I don't even know if we could even win that. The fact that, I mean, there's tons of cultists... here.
Yep.
And we didn't like my try to smash one of the ships into the keep.
We totally liked it.
It became not feasible when the ship crashed.
Wait, there's still another ship, isn't there?
It doesn't
there
have
is
a balloon.
Another ship, but it doesn't have the balloon inflated. Like, I just don't know how we're going to isolate and fight only what we can handle.
Well, we came into this knowing that that was probably not going to happen, right? Crashing an airship into the side of the keep wouldn't have changed that math.
No, that's true. I'm just saying, like, I wonder if all we're going to be able to do is, like, kill the leader and maybe do that weird trick with the interdimensional satchel where we, like, cast one of the artifacts into another dimension. I just don't see the five of us beating this whole keep worth of cultists.
Well, I mean, neither do I, but what other choice do we have? I mean, Tokus, they say the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. So, let's be good men and not do nothing.
Do you think that they have so much zeal for seeing the Emperor resurrected that they would try to bring the artifacts together, like, right now?
I don't think they have any reason to wait, do they?
Well, but in the next 45 minutes,
Because I really do think if it's a sham, which you made it seem like the other day, right, Shaba? I remember you saying that, like, there's no way that they can bring back an ancient soul, right? I mean, the resurrection spell, there's only so much time you can do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I feel like we've been focused, or I feel like our focus should be get inside the keep, find a place to hide, and then see what happens. Because
right.
That's probably where it's all going to go down.
Right, because there might be some dissenters if the ritual doesn't work.
Right.
They might be like, Sherikov.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we bank on that. Like, we try to turn the negative that they've gotten all the artifacts into a weird positive.
Yes. Right.
All right.
I mean, we have 45 minutes. I'm down to try to hide and wait and see. It's not like the encounter's getting harder. I guess the only way the encounter would be harder is if it's true.
If they succeed in
resurrecting. If they succeed.
The right. So, Aslo, here's a question for you. Do you still have the silence spell?
I do not.
Okay.
I unlearned what I have learned.
Mm.
We have some nice burst. I mean, if it looks like the ritual is going to succeed, we could just try to burst down Sherikov.
No. I'm not even I'm not even that far ahead. I'm talking about silence to break the window and get inside the keep.
Oh, we can't just enter the doorway?
Well, let's try the door first.
Okay. Someone try the door.
Is it locked?
Aslo, you walk up and try the door, and it is locked.
Okay. Now let's have me stand on Shaba's shoulders and try to see if the window will open.
It's higher than that. You'd probably have to use one of your ropes to get up there.
All right. We'll use Alindria's rope of climbing. Have Aslo go up and give the window a test.
Okay. You climb up, and you start prodding at the window. It doesn't look like it has any hinges on it that you can see. It's just a window frame with kind of the lattice structure and then several square panels.
Wait, I could phase through the window.
That's true. You could misty through it.
Ooh. Yeah, you could misty.
But then I would fall.
Not if you were up high enough and could see the ground. You could use Alindria's rope, climb up, look through the window.
Misty through the window. Open the door.
Misty through, and then come and unlock the door for us, yeah.
Perfect.
I think that's our quietest bet, but the problem is, doesn't that break my invisibility?
Yes.
So Tokus would be exposed if we did that.
Hmm.
But I could get the door open and then quickly depart.
So the question we need to be asking ourselves right now is, where do we think the ritual is going to take place? If it's going to take place in the keep, then everybody who's attending the ritual is going to have to get in there to attend it. So we could just hide in the greenhouse, because you can see the door of the keep from the greenhouse. Hide, like, underneath the planted rows of... I mean, there's a bunch of stuff growing in there. So we could hide there until they ring the bell or do whatever to summon people in. Or we can also still see part of the courtyard where the well is. And if yeah. they're going to have the ritual outside, then we do it there. But I assume if the throne is involved in the ritual, then the throne would be in the keep, wouldn't it?
Yeah. If we had upcast the invisibility, we would have one more potion of invisibility, and I could have mistied through immediately, try to drink the potion.
Yeah, so we're not going to all be able to attend the ritual. One or two of us are going to have to stay outside, which may not be a bad thing.
I will say, I do technically have two castings. As much as I'd love to save a level 2 spell slot for this epic battle that might ensue, I could misty and then misty again to try to get out of sight quickly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, one turn in game time, though, is 6 seconds, so wouldn't it be like I teleport and then
stand there for 6 seconds?
My character is waiting for 6 seconds. Teleport in, unlock the door.
Yeah.
I'm waiting there for 6 seconds. And
well, you have your robes on, right? You have your cultist robes.
I do, but they'd be like, what's he doing over there?
I mean, it's worth a try.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think, I mean, our two angles of approach are either we storm the keep and try to kill Sherikov now, or we wait for the ritual and just let it happen and see what happens, right? Like, those are our two, like, from where we are now, those are the two paths we can take.
Yeah, I mean, the encounter either gets harder, the Emperor really is brought back, game over, world is over.
And then we just have to, like, Tokus just has to solo the Emperor while we deal with Sherikov and, like,
Sherikov.
Everybody else.
Or, I mean, I feel like we could tell mid-ritual, if we were able to witness what's happening, wouldn't we be able to tell if it's legitimate?
Yeah.
You're, like, empathic and stuff. I bet you could read Sherikov's face, maybe, And, like, he'd be probably really nervous if he knows it's not going to work.
Right.
So I bet we might be able to discern whether or not it's a hoax or it's real. If we're banking on that it's a hoax, then yeah, we should hide. But somebody needs to be able to watch. And we can watch through the window.
Mm-hmm. Alindria, Captain Clapton, do you think it's a hoax or do you think it's real?
Alindria says, knowing what these cultists are capable of and the efforts that they've gone to find these artifacts, I would be willing to guess that something, at least, will happen when they perform this ritual. It might not be the Emperor returning the way that they want, but there will be something big.
And what are the implications of the Emperor returning? Captain Clapton, let's turn it over to you.
Well, can't say I ever knew the guy. But if it's as everyone says, then maybe it's not such a bad thing after all. I mean, he was supposed to be a great emperor.
He could unite the clans. You never know. All right, guys, we have we're at decision point. Decision point. Do we storm or wait? Storm or wait? Leave it in the chat.
Well,
storm or wait?
Yeah. So there was that party of scary-looking enemies that went to the pub to celebrate. So they're not going to miss the ritual.
Right.
So if we want them to be over in the pub distracted drinking, whilst we try an assassination attempt, we should strike now.
Yeah, we should bar the door to the pub from the outside and
right,
then go in the keep.
Yeah.
Try. I'm in favor.
Could we come around the corner and like take a look at the door of the bar or the whatever that was? The cafe? Cafeteria?
Sure.
The tavern?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that we need to worry about that. Let's just go in and take care of business.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go take care of business. So how are we going
to
get in?
I think your idea of mistying inside is the way to go.
Our best plan, yeah.
Doesn't Alindria know how to like pick locks and stuff? Aren't you good at that stuff?
She's not a rogue type.
Yeah. We still don't have a rogue in the party.
I mean, Captain Clapton is a lovable rogue.
Well, she's like half rogue, but she doesn't do lock picking.
Captain Clapton just lays down on the ground and lifts his legs up and picks the lock with his peg legs. $10.
I mean, if we're going to break stealth, I'd rather not spend the spell slots, right? Okay, I mean, the misty idea was cool. If it's unlockable from the inside, but I'm exposed, I'll at least be down to my cultist disguise. And then they'll be like, why are you unlocking the keep door? Like, that we always keep that door locked. Oh, I need to go to the bathroom.
At which point you will duly explain, I'm unlocking the keep door to let my friends in so that we can kill Sharakoth.
I really don't want to put Tokus in a social situation.
Of any kind.
Make a deception check.
Regardless of
actually, can you bardic me or does that break your stealth?
It breaks. No, it's not a spell, actually.
No, it's not a spell.
You can bardic.
Could he bardic inspire you're just whispering sweet nothings to me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, so if I have to get in a conversation, I will have a D8.
Yeah, I'll give you a bardic.
All right, I'll take a bardic. Thanks, buddy, old pal. I was feeling really nervous about this whole teleport into the keep of the mastermind of this whole campaign, but I feel so much better now that you've whispered something sweet into my ear.
Oh, I'm so glad. All right.
Is this really what we're doing?
Tokus? You're the fighter. Go burgle something.
Go fight something. Dude, we just watched... Xander and I are watching the old Hobbit cartoon now. Finally introducing him to it for the first time.
It's a classic.
As I was putting him to bed tonight, we got to the point where he goes in to see Smaug. And he's like, you're the burglar. Go down and burgle something. Classic.
So great.
I don't know why I'm getting cold feet all of a sudden, guys.
So are you saying that you would rather hide out and wait for the ritual to take place and see what happens?
No, I think you're right. I think we need to do it now.
We need a lightning strike.
It's only going to get worse. I mean, they're like in celebration mode. They're a little distracted. That's what we garnered from, yeah.
Yeah, if we try to break up the ritual as it's happening, we're going to be in a room full of cultists.
Celebrating said ritual.
If we go in now, we will be in a room full of less than full capacity of cultists.
Is it possible that we could glean somehow like when the ritual is scheduled to happen? I realize that we need to strike within the next 45 minutes or less anyway, probably dwindling because we're spending all this time planning of the invisibility spells. Let's just do it.
Let's just do it.
Gosh. Let's just rip off the Band-Aid.
Yeah, if there is ever a time to stop planning and just do something, that time is now.
Like, as far as what little knowledge we have, a little bit of their party is away from the keep.
Right. So does Tokus go up the rope and Misty through, or does Aslo go up the rope and break the window and go through?
I think breaking the window just alerts too much attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, the Misty could do that as well, but, like, I am disguised.
Yep, Tokus, Misty.
All right, Tokus, we'll be waiting for you at the door.
All right, guys. Let's do this.
Good luck. See you on the other side.
Okay.
You can do this, Tokus.
What if I can't unlock it? What if I'm just trapped in there?
Don't overthink it.
Just search your feelings and
okay.
Do what you know to be right. That always helps me.
But sometimes my feelings are wrong.
Then don't trust your feelings. Trust your knowledge.
Well, my knowledge is telling me this is a bad idea.
Well, then don't trust anything about yourself.
If the door doesn't unlock from the outside, it's got to unlock from the inside. That's how doors work.
Yeah, let's trust that.
So you climb up.
Wait, I want to see in first, right? I'm going to look through the window.
Yeah. You're going to climb up the rope high enough to where you can see through the window at a downward angle so you can see the floor that you're mistying to.
Okay.
Need to be able to see. Oh, I see.
So you look down, and what you see is just the entry room of this keep.
Oh, okay.
It's not one big open area.
Oh, it's a bit more like a labyrinth?
So it's like a two-story, like, foyer kind of thing?
Yeah, it's pretty close to two stories tall entryway. So you can't see a whole lot of detail other than right in front of the window. But you can see a couple of doors leading off to the side and another passageway leading away. You'll be able to see a little bit more clearly once you get down there.
Yeah, we really don't have another way for me to get in. Or us to get in, right? That we can think of. Let's just do this.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Let's just spend a really precious resource on Tokus. No biggie.
Well, you get one teleport for free, right?
You're thinking about it too much, Tokus. You're thinking about it too much.
I'm well aware that I'm overthinking this, but yeah, I do. Thane, you're right. I do get one free teleport per day. Let's spend it. And I'm going to zip through the window to the floor.
Yes.
That's what I like to hear.
You land softly in a puff of smoke inside the keep. Looking around, you don't see anyone in sight. There are two doors on your left, one on your right, and then a short hall in front of you that leads to three more doorways, plus the large door behind you. That would lead out of the keep.
Guys, my heart is pounding, and I'm not even the one inside.
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it?
The keep is kind of fancily arranged and set up. So they've got big murals and tapestries and things all over the walls. There's a nice little wash basin nearby and a coat rack, which has a couple of cultist cloaks hanging on it. I think that's pretty much everything you see here.
I'm going to go hang my giant's fur on the coat rack.
Nice.
Okay.
I don't need it anymore. It's warm in here.
The door has heavy locks on it, even on this side, but can probably open it, you think? I mean, it's a little bit more complicated than your typical latch lock.
I see.
But you think you could figure out how to wiggle it open, undo all the latches and things.
Oh, man. Okay. All right, I try that. I try just lock by lock.
Can you do a tinker's tools or mechanics or whatever engineering thing you have? Check just to see how quickly
I'll just
you can do it.
Take it apart.
And how loudly?
Yeah, what would that be? Tool proficiency, right?
It would be sleight of hand? No.
No, probably intelligence with
artificers? Oh, artisan's tools. Proficiency with artisan's tools. I'm a tinker. What does that mean? What does it mean, Thane?
Intelligence check with proficiency.
Fantastic. I rolled a 7 on the die.
You do have a bardic.
I do have a bardic. I don't want to... hold on, Dungeon Master. Hold on. So, 7 with my int bonus. So, I'm looking at an 11 with proficiency 15.
That's good, actually.
Do we think a 15's... You know what? I'm going to lock in the 15. I give it a jolly try.
So, yeah, you start undoing the latches. And you're like, hey, this isn't as bad as I was thinking. You undo a few, and then eventually get the door open. And you give it a slight push.
All right.
And opens up to the outside.
Is it like, how well maintenance does this keep? Did they WD-40?
Let's all slip inside and then Tokus re-engage all those locks that you just did.
I mean, I learned how to open them. I don't know if I learned how they work completely.
No, It's not that bad. I was more having you roll just for how quickly you could get it all done.
Like against the nerves.
Okay. Yeah, everybody, quick, get inside.
Nerves of steel.
Guys, I'm visible now. What do we do?
We gotta find a place to hide. Re-engage all those locks. And then we gotta go through one of these doors, right? Two on the left, one on the right. Should we try the right one? Someone listen at the door. I go over and listen at the door on the right.
You don't hear anything.
Okay.
All right, let's try it.
I peek underneath and try to look through the crack underneath the door.
You see darkness.
Okay, that sounds good to me. I open the door.
Yeah, how well lit is it in here?
There's still the last light of the sun coming in through the windows. Although since it's pointed north, there's not a whole lot of light from that. There are places for, like, oil lamps along the walls. They haven't yet been lit. So it's kind of dark. It's shadowy all around.
Okay, so they probably light these torches once it actually is evening.
Yeah, if the rooms are in use at night, they probably do. All right, is there decor in this side room here?
This room is... It seems to be a waiting room, so it's got some nice benches and chairs, sofas, a couple of small tables. There's one other door leading south from here.
So we do really need to ration our spell slots. I'm thinking... I don't think we try to re-invisibility me. Maybe I just trail behind you guys.
Okay.
And then I guess in an absolute emergency, I don't know. I mean, if you cast the invisibility spell, you are briefly visible, right, Aslo?
Yeah, well, yeah.
For a moment.
And you'd have to touch me.
If we're going to recast invisibility, the time to do it is now.
Yes, but I'm kind of hoping we don't have to spend the resources.
Except you'd have to cast it on four of you because you would lose it on the other two.
Right.
Right.
I don't think it's worth it. I think I trail behind and just hope that the cultist outfit is enough.
Mm. Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
So I'll just trail behind the party. You guys lead the charge.
Maybe you could hide behind one of the couches or something until the coast is clear. Or until we can clear the next room. I will listen at the door to the south.
You don't hear anything.
Awesome. I keep not hearing things, guys.
Good job.
That's good, right?
Are they all at the tavern right now celebrating?
Some of them are.
Could be.
I slowly crack open the door.
Right. This is an access hallway, so you're not sure where it leads, but there's another door at the far end, along with one along the left wall and a passageway a little past that.
All right, guys. Well, we can either hang out in this room or we can keep going. Why don't we take this hallway?
Yeah, I think we keep going till we find resistance, right?
Right. Oh, there's another side hallway that turns to the left here.
Is the coast clear? Can I come in?
Yeah, come on into the hallway. Come on, you too, Captain Clavin and Alendria. I'm going to go all the way down to the end of the hallway and listen at that door.
Wait, it looks like there's a split.
Yes, there's another hallway that turns to the side.
Oh, okay, I see. Wait, if you're going to go through that door...
You should be behind the bend so that if somebody comes through the door to your left, they don't immediately see you.
I'm going to go back to the previous room. You guys, somebody can come get me.
Yeah, that's probably safer.
I feel like I'm going to... The fact that I'm visible, I'm just such a liability. I mean, I was crucial to get us in, but now I'm a liability.
Yeah, exactly.
I went from useful to the opposite of you.
All right, I'll listen at the door at the end of the hallway.
You think you can hear some soft rustling on the other side.
Oh. Uh-oh. As though I hear some soft rustling on the other side of this door, what should I do?
Kick it open.
I cast Fireball at the door.
You check one of the other doors. There's like two other doors.
Yeah, I go over to the side door.
Speed is of the essence. Aslo, why don't you check the other door?
Okay.
Yeah, why don't you listen at the other door, Aslo?
Neither of you hears anything at the other doors.
Okay. Why don't we try that one?
The one that I'm at?
Yes.
Okay.
I slowly open that one.
All right. That door looks like it leads to a little bit of a meeting area. So there's a large desk in the middle of the room with a chair on the far side. And then three chairs on the near side, as if this is where one person would meet with a small audience.
Okay.
There's another door on the side. Judging from the available space, it's probably just a closet or something similar.
Okay.
But the room is unoccupied. You see stacks of papers and pen and quill and stuff on the desk.
Should we rifle through it, see if there's anything of note?
No, I'm not super concerned with that, unless somebody else wants to do that while I'm listening at the next door.
Does it have the look of, this is important, or is it just like scrap paper?
It's hard to tell from just looking at writings at a glance. Could go over and try to read them.
Yeah, I mean, what's the harm? Why don't we just, like, read the top page?
Feel free. I'm going to go across the room to the other door on the opposite wall and listen there.
I mean, it's in our language, right? Isn't it in common? We can read it?
Yeah, you can read it. So, looking at the top paper, it seems to be basically short reports of their activities recently.
Oh.
So, they talk about... It doesn't talk about any major movement, at least on the top part, but it's like, we've received reports from such and such town, this country, whatever. Nothing to report here. This one's like, the mayor's getting suspicious of stuff. You know, it's that sort of thing. Just quick notes and reports on various locations.
All right, so let's move on down the hallway, and then we'll make a left and go through, listen at the door at the end of the little leg off of the hallway.
All right, well, I'll stay over here just in case, you know, not invisible and all.
All right, you listen at that door. You hear a little chinking sound. Like, ching, 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 ching.
So a rustling at the door at the end of the hallway and a clinking sound at the door to our left.
You hear clinking? It's the accountant's office.
Maybe.
Clinking of coins.
The clinking of coins, yeah.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Or it's a skeleton playing xylophone on its body.
That's the other option.
That's the more likely one.
Yeah. All right, so do we feel better about rustling or clinking? What do we want to engage with first?
Well, I don't know what rustling sound is. I feel like plink, plink, plink is more...
Sounds richer. All right, let's go with the clink. That's where they're going to send us when they capture us. Straight to the click. Let's slowly open this door.
You open the door, peek inside, and see a group of cultists gathered around a long table.
Rut-row raggy.
Oh, they're cheering.
Yeah, they're eating a small meal, and they have their wine glasses. This looks like a much fancier dining area than whatever would be outside. And there are a couple other doors visible in this room, one on the far end, one on the north wall, which probably leads back into that entryway. The closest one immediately turns over towards the door when you open it. Says, "Hold on, is someone there?"
I just pulled the door closed slowly.
Very slowly. Back away.
No, leave it open. Leave it open and walk away.
Yeah, like it, as if it just opened on its own.
Yeah, like a draft blew it open.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to backtrack into the meeting room.
The meeting room?
Yeah.
All right.
Should I backtrack further?
Do any of these people look like their name might be Sharikoth by any chance?
Is any of them wearing a t-shirt that says Sharikoth on it?
I'm going to close the door to the...
To the meeting room?
To the meeting room. I'm going to chill in there.
Okay.
And just hope that nobody... Like they're celebrating. Nobody wants to go to the meeting room, right? Like, psychologically right now. They're in celebration mode. Why would they want to go to the meeting room that's closed?
True.
Yeah, they wouldn't.
Go on without me, guys. And Aslo, you can, like, message me and stuff to keep me up to date if you need to.
He can't cast message. He'll turn visible.
Oh, yeah. He'll break invisibility.
No, don't break invisibility.
Don't do that.
I'll wait here. I don't know what to do, guys.
Yeah, well, they're eating right now. Is this like where we engage them, or do we just backtrack and go a different way?
Does any of them look like Sharikoth? I don't think so.
Did any of them strike me as a Sharikoth-y individual?
I mean, none of them seems to be wearing anything that makes them stand out as being more important.
Other than a badge that says, "Hello, my name is Sharikosh."
Yeah.
You do notice that most of them, at least, are still heavily armed. The one closest to you didn't have too much that you could see on him, maybe like a dagger, but the others have swords and things.
That's the wizard.
After the door opens up, he gestures towards one of the other guys, who then walks over and starts to investigate.
I back up to where the hall turns and...
Yeah, he steps out into the hallway towards your corner where you're hiding and pokes his head around facing both sides.
We back away slowly.
Make stealth checks.
Can feel his hot breath against our faces. All right. Let's say 27.
Well, I rolled a natural one, but I'm a halfling, so I'm going to reroll.
Yes, halfling.
That comes up a surprising amount.
It does. 26.
Like 20% of the time it comes
20%?
Up.
You mean 5%?
20%. You mean 5%?
I mean 1 in 20. 5% of the time. Gosh, 20% of the time, that'd be a lot. No, it comes up 5% of the time, 1 in 20.
So he doesn't seem to have heard you. He calls back, says, I don't see anything.
It was only the wind.
Tyath, get the front door. Make sure no one comes in or out. And then you hear the door open from inside that dining area and some more footsteps.
Okay, question is, how many others are in here?
Then the one that came into your hallway heads back towards the dining room, and you hear whispering, but you can't make anything out.
Okay.
Did they close the door, or is it staying open?
He closes it mostly, not completely.
Okay, but is it... I guess Tokus pokes his head around the corner. If it's closed enough, I could slip past, maybe.
Slip past where?
Slip past that hallway to where Shaba is, where we heard the wrestling.
You don't know where anyone else is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't That's know true. Where you guys are, because you're invisible. I'm groping around in the darkness. I'm just saying that I'm assuming we're going to try the other door.
Yeah, I'm going to try the other door. The rustling one.
Yeah, I mean, Tokus doesn't want to expose himself if he doesn't have to.
Right.
That would be ill-advised.
So I quietly say, Tokus, go wait in the meeting room. I'll come get you.
Okay, fine. Okay. Go back to the meeting room.
Now I'm going to... I heard the rustling here, so I'm going to slowly open this door.
It is locked.
So now our options are either circle back around and go down the other way, to the left from the entrance room, but we know there's a guard that posted there now, or we just hide in the meeting room until something happens, but then we're all going to turn visible again. So I think, guys, our only option now is to fight.
Well, we could fight while they're eating, although that's kind of a low blow, but we don't care. I think we circle around, actually.
Yeah? I think we go back to the main room and engage that... I guess we don't have to... Well, yeah, we have to engage him in some way.
It's not an engage. We don't know if it's an engagement. Oh, wait. Did he say go watch the main?
Yeah, he said go watch the front door.
Okay.
So definitely an engagement.
Man. Okay. Well, wait a minute. You guys are like super stealthed and invisible. I could stay here.
But we don't get through that main room without opening another door, and he's going to see that.
I think instead of engaging a whole group of cultists who are eating, I think going back to the main room and...
So that they can't get out and raise the alarm. You're right, that's the smarter play. We engage the guy in the main room, we try to keep him from going out, and then when the other guys inevitably hear the commotion, then we're standing in front between them and the doorway that they could use to get out and alert other people. So if we're going to fight, we fight them in the foyer instead of in the dining room with the candlestick.
Yeah, I mean, if he's just a regular guard... Maybe I fight him, and you guys continue to skulk about the keep.
Why would you fight him by yourself?
Because then we don't break your invisibility spells.
I mean, if anybody gets out of here, then they alert all the people at the tavern. Then things become much more difficult for us. I think we need to blockade the front door. It's hard enough to open from the inside, let alone the outside. I don't even know if it can be opened from the outside with all those locks on it.
Yeah, but they probably have the keys to those locks. It might take a while to unlock them all. But.
Yeah, but someone would have to get out to alert them that something's going down in here.
Okay, so yeah, we can't keep the stealth mission up. We're going to go kill this guard.
Yes.
Yeah, agreed. I think the invisibility is a moot point at this point.
Yep. So we gather in the waiting room, and we all prepare to storm into the foyer and take out the guard.
Yeah, I probably... Don't storm in. I probably wait, but you guys storm in. Element of surprise and all.
Yeah, maybe I just quietly open the door and see if he happens to be looking in our direction. That way we can maybe get the element of surprise.
He is looking towards the door, considering that's where the sound came from and he's supposed to be watching.
Looking towards which door?
Towards the door that you just opened.
Oh, you mean since the sound came from that side of the...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
I mean, our melee combatants could still close on him.
So he watches the door open and says, hey, something's moving over here.
All right. It's on.
All right, we pounce.
Yeah.
And roll for initiative.
Initiative.
Next time on The Damage Guild.
The Damage Guild. 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 Guild.